intrusion to schools, government buildings, police departments, openly running checkpoints at shootings, DWIs, bar districts, Canada, England, Germany, Australia, the United States, troops everywhere, openly making their martial law move to acclimate the public with things that sound reasonable. Trends forecaster Gerald Celente, who's been tracking all of this, is going to be joining us. And go ahead and put up on screen the if you encounter any of the following, call the Joint Terrorism Task Force. This was sent out nationwide. This is the Phoenix version of it in 99. I have been sent scores of similar manuals. I've gotten the Austin manuals of them training that if someone makes a frequent reference to the U.S. Constitution, can you guys pull up the reverse side of the flyer? It's one of those threefold. I want to show people. It says, those that make frequent references to the Constitution. So if you talk about that, you're a terrorist. Second Amendment groups, quote, defenders of the U.S. Constitution against federal government and U.N. super patriots, groups of individuals engaged in paramilitary training. It goes on to say, no driver's license, refuse to identify themselves, request authority for stop, make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution, claim driving is a right, not a privilege, attempt to police the police, yeah, have their citizens be involved. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Now, I just got in, and we made some calls and checked it, but I've already seen this very insert. It goes out every 6 months. So I've seen this over and over again, what you're about to see, coming up a little bit later in the interview with Celente, but it's been updated. And let me tell you, you're a terrorist, folks, if you talk about the North American Union of the Trans-Texas Corridor. It doesn't exist. That's terrorism. If you talk about the New World Order banking conspiracy, which is all over the news, openly being announced, the banks are taking over with a new bank of the world. Doesn't exist. You're insane. How dumb do they think the police are that they're giving them this when it's all over the news being announced? And well, they're letting them know this is not acceptable to believe in. And people that talk about this are dangerous to you and will kill you. And that's what this says. They will try to kill you. It says right here, threatening to the lives of officers. Let me find it. Targeting of law enforcement and emergency personnel. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is what they teach them. Hey, if somebody tells you there's a new world order taking over, they're a terrorist. And so Kelly Rushing and other people around the country, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, California, they walk up and go, officer, I'd like to give you this Ron Paul speech. And they kind of arrest him the next day and say, that's a terroristic threat, that speech of that congressman saying there's a new world order. Because they believe it's illegal, and he went to trial and was found not guilty. On the end of the video is also my film Road to Tyranny. I mean, they're brainwashed, and then I have footage from a squad car at a checkpoint in Virginia where Abby Newman, naval veteran, buying canning equipment, lives on a farm, no criminal record, pulls up, says, I'm not going to show you my stuff. This is a warrantless checkpoint. They drag her out, find a pocket constitution, and it's state police with their microphones on their chest, on their ties, and they've got her in cuffs in the car, and they're going, I can't believe it. In fact, bring me a pocket constitution out of the bookstore back there, please, out of the warehouse. And they're just going, oh, my gosh, it talks about voluntary Social Security. I think we got one of them. I think this is illegal. Is it illegal to have this? They're like, no, I think that is. I think that may be. Oh, my goodness gracious.
You people are crazy cult members. We're the normal people. You have sworn an oath to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I just had an Army colonel on. I said, do you swear to protect and defend the Constitution? He said, I can't. I can't talk about it. I got to go. Oh, my God. He's mentioning the Constitution. No, please. Not that. Not this. Please. Oh, it's so evil. But, I mean, literally, the state police are like, oh, we got one of them. We got all the training we've had. We finally found one of them. One of them. One of these. Well, now you say, hey, the foreign banks are taking over. I got one of them. Oh, goodness. Hey, there's a world government they're setting up. Hey, there's North American Union.
They're trying to kill me. It's a rattlesnake right there. They're dangerous. Dangerous. Dangerous, Will Robin.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F word, food. Food, the F word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume that your first favorite F word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live for the next 52 minutes. We have the top trends forecaster in the world. That's what USA Today and CNN, Fox have called him. Incredible predictions. He's a big part of the Obama deception that comes out in the next few days at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can order the DVD right now at InfoWars.com. You need to mail Gerald Celente one of those. But this just broke. I just showed you the earlier terror training manual saying those that talk about the Constitution are terrorists and are a danger to police, those that are in Second Amendment groups. Here is the MIAC strategic report. And this is 2-2009, the modern militia movement. And they mix in here people that believe there's nine FEMA regions, people that believe there's a NAPTA superhighway, and they show the official NAPTA superhighway map the government put out. Doesn't exist. Those that don't want RFID chips being planted with them, and they mix it in then with white supremacists and others, and they say, we want you to understand the terrorist symbols. It's don't tread on me flag of the founding fathers. Can I have a close shot, guys, please? Instead of that shot, can I have this? Thanks. You know, the flag of the founding fathers, all of it. We're going to go over this. This is amazing propaganda. And they say in here that, you know, there is no such thing as a New World Order banking takeover, as hundreds of newspapers a day say there will be a new bank of the world that you pay carbon taxes to. It just doesn't exist. You're insane terrorist if you believe it. And now they're announcing troops to be in all major police departments, running checkpoints everywhere. I've read mainstream news articles last hour. Gerald Celente, this is getting crazy.
Yeah, it certainly is. I heard part of the announcement for your new DVD. And what state-controlled capitalism is fascism. And that's the definition for it. It's not socialism. And that's what we're moving toward.
Well, my guys are really impressed getting to meet you in person. I know you turned down Glenn Beck that day for my guys to come up and interview you for the film with late notice just a few weeks ago. So we want to thank you for being part of the Obama deception, sir. And we'll send you a link to it just so you can watch it in high quality online in the next 48 hours. So much is happening. So much of what you predicted, countries collapsing by February, March, all over the world, banks, more and more banks going under, more and more problems unfolding. Continue with your trend forecast in the short term.
Well, we may see an Obama bounce. I mean, they're dumping so much money into the system that it's going to be a false flag fiscal recovery. And it's going to have a lot of people believing that prosperity is just around the corner. But the reality is we're moving into the greatest depression. And it really needs to be understood that this is a worldwide meltdown. I mean, this isn't just the U.S. The U.S. was, of course, the originator in many ways of it. But when you look what's going on around the world, my God, the former Soviet bloc countries, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Hungary, Ukraine, I mean, they're all underwater. And we saw what happened with Iceland, for example. And they overthrew that government over there. We're seeing that the once vaunted Celtic Tiger boom has turned to bust. The Spanish and English building frenzies have been subdued, and their economies are in steep decline. You look around the world, year-to-date, Taiwan's exports, they're down some 42%, Japan 35%, South Korea 17%. Worldwide, Alex, when you look at what's going on average, world trade in January has collapsed over 30%. What do people need to have them say? This is a depression. These are depression-era fall-offs. And when you look at other data, I mean, auto sales in the U.S., what, a week ago, they came in down 41%. What are people waiting for it to go to zero?
Gerald Celente, they are announcing all over the country, and I read these articles last hour. I won't go back over them, but I'm sure you're probably aware of some of them. They're going to have army liaison officers in all the police departments. And they're announcing in Canada, England, the U.S. that the Army is going to be patrolling America. You know, we knew this years ago, and then months ago the Pentagon announced it, but that was done quietly, just, you know, in government documents. But now the media, we're seeing the rollout of the PR. Oh, the Marines are going to be out looking for drunk drivers helping the police this week in California. Oh, the Army showed up for the shooting in Alabama and patrolled the streets. Oh, I mean, what is the Army going to do patrolling America? I mean, clearly, the Army War College has said they believe things are going to completely collapse, but they're not doing anything to reverse what's caused the collapse.
No, not only they're not doing anything that to reverse the collapse, they're doing more to make the collapse worse. For example, and again, you know, we're not making this stuff up. It's in the words of the confidence man in chief, President Obama. And that's, by the way, that's what this all is. It's a confidence game. And as you well know, the term confidence man comes, con man, is they build confidence. And when you listen to his speech, for example, to Congress, he used the word confidence seven times to have confidence in the plans that they're doing. So when you look around and you see what the scheme is, what is he saying? He's saying that what they want to do is to loosen credit up again so that people could continue to borrow. And that's going to somehow regenerate the economy. Well, it was loose credit and having people borrow that got us into this problem. The nation is overwhelmed in debt. And now the solution is, well, we have to unfreeze the credit markets so that people could go out and borrow and buy cars and build homes. So, I mean, this is pure insanity, and no one is saying it. Instead, they're like these bobblehead dolls on the back of cars. You know, they're agreeing with it. And this is a quote from him. Our goal is to quicken the day when we restart lending to the American people. And he goes on, you see, the flow of credit is the lifeblood of our economy. The ability to get a new loan is how you finance the purchase of everything, from a home to a car. Flow of credit, the ability to get a loan, well, all this sounds positive, but what does it mean? It means taking on more debt and borrowing more money.
Meanwhile, they're announcing openly that it's socialism, as if that's a good thing, but giving most of the money to the banks, that's not really socialism, that's just highway robbery or piracy, but they are giving hundreds of billions of chicken feed, $15 every few weeks, to the general public, selling them on the idea that all this debt is owed by the people when it's a pittance. I mean, it's just amazing to see them looting and robbing the middle class to give it to the elite and the poor.
And that's exactly what they're doing. So, you know, here we have, I mean, the private sector credit market debt is 174% of the GDP. This is amazing. There's never been any numbers like this. In 1962, consumers had 37% less debt than income. Now they have, in 2001, they had 1% more debt. And now it's way over that. The U.S. debt to income ratio rose in the past 7 years as much as it did in the past 39 years.
Which means we were already in a predatory economy that was already going into deep recession, depression years ago. In fact, I saw the headline from the federal government in January of 2007. They announced the United States is at the highest level of debt, not just in U.S. history or even the depths of the Great Depression, but in world history. Now we are a negative savings country. And as you said, it is now accelerating way past the record.
And what is the solution? Print more money, let people borrow more, put them deeper in debt, so they could become more of the indentured servants that they've become, so they could bail out the big guys. I mean, look at this AIG thing. It's, what, up to $160 billion? And they're saying they're too big to fail? Who did the money go to? Oh, it went to Deutsche Bank. It went to Goldman Sachs. It went to the Merrill Lynch mob. The bears, you know, one after another.
Sir, how outrageous is it? I mean, give us your expert take on this. To have Senator Sanders say to private Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke, where did the trillions go? And Bernanke says, I'm not going to tell you. I mean, total gangster, I'm not telling you. Kiss off. Ron Paul yesterday said they should be arrested. I think it was very, very bold of him.
Oh, I agree with Ron Paul as well. These are criminal acts. And I don't know how, you know, the country is getting what it deserves if it stands by and keeps letting this happen. They keep coming up with this too big to fail mantra. And what is there? I can say this with all certainty. Their mother's not better than mine.
Yeah.
They're too big to fail. You know, and everybody else listening out there is the same thing. They're not better than we are.
And well, take Madoff.
This elitist into this whole thing that if they fail, then we all turn to dust.
And we know what they're really doing. They've been taking the money out the back door, buying real assets and moving offshore. I mean, this is just the final looting.
It is. And as you're well pointing out and alerting the people, you know, they have the troops in place. The government is ready to put down any resistance whatsoever. And they're going to start cracking down big time. I cannot begin to tell you the amount of emails we're getting about people warning us that I better keep my mouth closed because we're making a lot of people angry. And, you know, when I call people like Sandy Weill, you know, rather than calling him brilliant, the former CEO of Travelers Insurance, who cobbled together Citigroup by doing a deal with Citibank and then Smith Barney to create a one-stop financial supermarket, I call him a greedy little pig.
Stay there. I want to talk about threats because we've been getting them too. And that's the cherry on top when you really know it's a tyranny. Walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. Stay there. Gerald Celente.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
I've been getting a lot of death threats, a lot of other dirty tricks going on. And then the FBI starts calling out the last few days when I'm on air to different extensions, going, hey, where's your office at? This company, it's Alex Jones's company. Give me a list of where your servers are at, as if they couldn't find that or know that. It's like the mob calling up going, how's your kids doing when they play in the backyard? We do get calls like that at the house as well, or women calling my wife up going, hi, I'm calling for Alex. Well, who's this? This is his wife. Well, that's impossible. We're getting married. I'm pregnant. Just totally made up, and it's really intensifying right now with the Obama deception. What does that sound like to you, Mr. Salente, along with the harassment you're getting?
It's about right, and we're also getting a lot of people saying that we need protection services. And just for a note, I'm a close combat practitioner, and my mentor is John Perkins of attackproof.com. And I've been at this for over 25 years. So, you know, we're ready for whatever comes at us. Of course, you know, you never know what could come in the dark of a night, you know. But we're doing our best to stay alert and preparing for the worst, because as close combat practitioners, you know, we're survivalists, and you always could pull back from preparing for the worst. But the people that are hoping for the best, if the worst happens, they have no room to move back from. So in these coming times, we're telling people, prepare for the worst. You know, you always could have room after that, but if you're waiting for somebody to come and save the day, you're going to be in trouble.
Absolutely. You also are armed and believe in the Second Amendment, but that shows we're getting to them if they're threatening Gerald Celente and Alex Jones.
Oh yeah, look, you know, I as I mentioned, you know, at the break, you know, I'm calling, you know, this Ken Weil, Sandy Weil, the guy that put together Citigroup, you know, he's a greedy little pig. I mean, they put all these local bankers, community bankers out of business, people that had good jobs as branch managers, vice presidents. They lost them, or else they became clerks for Sandy so he could make his billion-dollar pluses. The same thing with Bank of America. I call him Ken, you know, Greedy Lewis, money-grubbing Lewis. I mean, when does these people have enough?
Or the brilliant Larry Summers and Ron Paul, yourself, myself, we're calling for their indictment, their investigation, instead of them grandstanding as our saviors. They can't get us all if we stand up and say, you're the crook, you're the pig. You know, it's not going to work for them.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, shows like yours particularly and the people that listen to you, you know, to coin a phrase, you know, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Because if people don't stand up, we're going to be mowed down, and it's as clear as the day. It's happening. And again, you know, this began under Bush. It actually began under Reagan. Under Clinton. He started taking away our Fourth Amendment rights and accelerated under Bush. And Obama's carrying it forward. You know, it's to put us into servitude again with this whole mantra of too big to fail. Psychologically, that says the rest of us are too small to save. And it's in the grand tradition of, you know, this whole Titanic mentality. The lifeboats are there. The life jackets are there. You know, the life rafts are there. But they're not for the little people. They're only for the too wealthy to sink.
That's how they lock the poor.
What's going on now?
Actually, as you know, lock the poor in the bottom so that the elites could all run off and leave the women and children. Now, expanding on that, it's clear they're going to just keep bankrupting everything, set up their world government system, then try to refinance everything on our backs. And if we don't like it, NORTHCOM and the militarized police are standing by. I mean, this is high treason, the country hijacked, just like the central banks hijacked third world countries. How do we stop that, or is it just going to run its course?
Well, you know, I don't know, you know, how it's going to stop, because I have to tell you, Alex, that, you know, I'm a believer, you know, my moral belief and the way I was raised, the religion that I was raised in, it's criminal to kill innocent people. And all the evidence is out there now that the Iraq war was as we saw with the McClellan and other people coming out with information, that, you know, they knew that Saddam Hussein didn't have weapons of mass destruction or ties to Al-Qaeda. So on the military level, we're killing innocent people. And on the financial situation, we're robbing people blind. And both of them, you know, whether it's Bush or Obama, they all should be brought up for high treason.
Let's talk about that. That really is the solution. Just the emperor's wearing no clothes. Hey, you're criminals. You're the ones that did it. Stop grandstanding. Stop your carbon taxes. Stop all your bull. Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com, is our guest. We're going to cover a lot more of what he sees coming up in the near future and solutions on the other side of this quick break. And I'm going to cover the Constitutional Terrorist Manual.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
TrendsResearch.com, TrendsResearch.com. That's Gerald Celente's invaluable website. Go there and subscribe to his insightful and very valuable reports. He also consults to many Fortune 500 companies. Yeah, they're not going to catch the Midnight Rider, folks. The Obama deception is going to drop a little bit early because the vultures, the carrion crows, are circling. We got to get the jump on them. But it's very, very serious times. Tyranny is in our face. Gerald Celente, you know, isn't that the weakness of these tyrants, though, is that they are so classically corrupt, so classically tyrannical, so classically obviously criminal, bankrupt degenerates who are the enemies of all free people everywhere in the free market?
It is, you know, I began my career, just as a little background, I ran the mayoral campaign in Yonkers, New York in 1971 at a graduate school. And from there, I worked in Westchester County politics, and they sent me up to Albany. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. And that's when I became really, I just started to despise politics because I saw that the only way you could get up to the top is suck your way up to the top. I'd be hanging around the Senate chamber with my pal, you know, chit-chatting about this or that. I was a young guy, and a senator would walk in, and my buddy would leave me to go pull out the chair to help the senator sit down. You know, to watch grown men grovel is a disgusting spectacle. And if the people only knew what a con game all this is, they would overthrow this government in a heartbeat. All of them. These people are paper thin for the very reasons that you elaborated. No, all they are, they're just, it's staging. They're confidence men. It's a con game. And once people understand that, they won't buy into the con. But for some reason, you know, people keep drinking the Kool-Aid. And it amazes me. I mean, I have loads of friends that are, you know, these screaming liberals. And when you point out, hey, you know, Obama just increased the military budget by 4%. Oh, they don't want to hear that. Oh, Obama's sending 17,000 troops to Afghanistan and with another, what, 30,000 on schedule. They don't want to hear that. So people, you know, people are living the like children, and they only want to believe what they want to believe, and they stick their heads in the sand to the rest. So I just think the whole problem comes down to is that people have lost their dignity and self-respect.
Well, that's it. They bought into delusions and lies, just like it's always the poor, ignorant, hardworking fools that you see lined up on Friday with their paycheck with, like, hungry kids with snot all over them in their car. You know, you walk in, you see the snot-covered kids in the broke-down car, and dad's in there buying lottery tickets, buying scratch-offs, and you want to tell them, buddy, it's a scam, don't do it. They're like, I'm going to win next time. And they're like, get out of here, Mac. You know, and you can't even buy some milk because the poor people are all lined up buying the lottery tickets, and you see them buy right back into Obama as he betrays them. And at first it was, oh, he'll end the war, he'll stop the warrantless wiretapping, he won't hire lobbyists. And now they attack me and email me and say, so what? That's how he's got to get things done. Because they've bought in that they got a seat at the table, that they're living big, you know, through Obama. It's like a five-year-old watching a superhero cartoon and imagining, jumping over the couch with pillows, you know, that they're Superman. That's fine for a five-year-old, but living through Obama, that you're a Superman and he's a Superman, when Newsweek and others say, confidence man, and they go, oh, it's good he's a confidence man, you need to buy into the hype, that will save you. They're openly saying buy into the fraud. I mean, this is a high level of psyop, isn't it, Gerald Celente?
Well, it is definitely, it's a con game, as we're saying. And you, again, though, you know, there's really no magic behind any of this. It's so transparent, but the people are afraid to see it. There's no, you know, we know who's behind the curtain. Look at the people that he has around him. I mean, I just read this whole big thing on this guy Axelrod in the New York Times, you know. I mean, these people, I mean, they're nothings, you know. They're just blowhards, and the people buy into it and they bow. And as I said, until people regain their self-respect and dignity, you know, we're not going to have the changes that we really need in this government. And people really have to stand up at the first by starting at the local level and stopping these stupid taxes that they keep pushing down our throats. That's the beginning of it. And
that's happening. You predicted that when you first came on with us 3 months ago. You'd written about it a year ago. As you, now, on time, tax revolts for state income tax, local taxes, carbon taxes, income taxes, you know, these Tea Party rebellions with tens of thousands in some cities are just going wild right now.
And that's just the beginning. And that's the hopeful sign. You know, Alex, when you hit people in their pocketbook, all of a sudden they start to take notice. And that can be the genesis of this next revolution. And by the way, you know, as your film crew knows, you know, we're right off the most historic corners in the United States, the only place on each corner.
It's gorgeous. I envy where you are at, you know, just beautiful area of New York.
And it was the seat of the revolution. And I have to tell you, you know, I want to be part of that revolution, and I'm doing everything that I can, and we're all doing here at the Trends Research Institute, the whole team, everything that we can to make this revolution happen. I mean, I was not raised, and my parents didn't put all this work into me to be dictated by a bunch of clowns, congressional clowns. I mean, I love this language that they always use. You know, we need a bipartisan consensus to push through these packages. Bipartisan? Who are they talking about? Pelosi, Reid, Bonner, Shelby, McConnell, Frank, Dodd? you know, as I say, how about Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello?
Hey, Gerald, tell us, because you really, you know, you're richer in your family, and anybody who's got their heads screwed on straight, that's what it's all about. We are standing on the shoulders of those that busted their butts and sacrificed and had such dignity, and you know, just looking at the photos of your family and your parents and your Aunt Zizzy and everybody, you know, I can just feel that love of your family, and that's why you're willing to sacrifice now for others, because you understand that's what it is to be human. What would your mother, your father, your aunt think of seeing the things that are happening now?
Oh, they'd be heartbroken, because, you know, I, my grandfather, you know, I remember my Aunt Zizzy telling me, you know, your grandfather, you know, an Italian immigrant, he was so proud to be part of this country that he was the first person online on election day, you know, all dressed up and proud that he had the right to vote. Their hearts would break. Matter of fact, when before my Aunt Zizzy passed on, our heart was already broken. What happened to this country? You can see it. And I think my willingness to speak out and to maintain my dignity was instilled upon me by my mother. You know, she couldn't stand cowards, and she couldn't stand politicians. So I was raised in the right way. I remember being a little boy, and a politician was campaigning in Yonkers, New York, in the old town part of the town in those days. And as he's talking, my mother, as I was pushing my little sister in the stroller, yelled out, "You're all a bunch of liars. You'll say anything to get elected." So I came from good stock.
Oh, man, you're absolutely right. And you know, people valued freedom, because most people that came to this country, well, everybody that came, whether it was from England or Africa or China or Italy or Russia, they had come from tyranny and thugs and bureaucrats ruling over them and having to go hat in hand to be able to do anything. The elites trying to suppress society, destroy middle classes. They recognized tyranny, and I think we've just had it so good so long that we forgot that we have to fight for liberty, as Thomas Jefferson said, or you lose it. And now the greedy thieves are trying to take it all.
Well, the one thing that I would say, we haven't had it so good for so long. You know, it's like the frog in the frying pan. You know, they turn up the heat a little bit at a time. And that's what they've been doing. I mean, you know, to me, the last great president of this country was Eisenhower. I mean, this is a man. Anybody that says Eisenhower was full of baloney, I would have loved to have seen them go up and say that to his face. You know, he warned us about the military-industrial complex. And then we got that I'm no crook Richard Nixon, and it declined since then. And they've been robbing us blind. You know, I remember when I first went to college, they had antitrust acts. You know, if you were a big company, you couldn't buy things cheaper than anybody else because you were buying them in quantity. So it allowed the mom and pops to stay into business.
Well, just to clarify, I mean, I agree with you that we have been having a lowering standard of living really since the 60s, with both the man and woman having to work, with the children being controlled by the state, with debt rising and savings falling. I agree with you. I mean, I'm talking about the last 100 years. We've seen a lot of, you know, power massing through the robber barons, but go ahead.
Oh, no. We're on the same page. And I just wanted to make that, you know, that one point. And the last 100 years are going back, you know, that quote that I've read from Lincoln, warning about the corporations taking over the country. And so this has been a long downhill slide, but now it's just accelerated to the point where, I mean, we're becoming indentured servants of the state.
Gerald Celente, my guys, when I went and interviewed you a month ago, brought back your new book that just came out. And just while we were editing footage, or, you know, files were rendering and I had time, I read it. And, you would think a book about about your aunt wouldn't be informative, but it was super informative. And I know you've written so many books, so many bestsellers. Spend a few minutes, and then I want to get into this training manual they're giving police all over the country, demonizing people to talk about a new world order. But tell us about the new book.
Well, the book is called What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy, and Zizzy is the Italian dialect, the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. So she was my aunt. And I realized that, you know, as I spent time with her, and listening to her kitchen table wisdom, that, you know, we really lost the country, that was so different than the one that I grew up in and the one so many of us loved. And that's what the book is really about. If I were to rename it, I would call it When America Had a Soul. And it is a trend book in many ways in talking about where things are going. But more importantly, I think it's a book about, you know, what America was, what America is, and what America can be again if we reclaim it and take it away from the elites that have usurped so much. I mean, when I began my career in the workforce, I believe the differential between the CEO of a company and the average worker was about 20-1. Now it's over 500-1. And but the things that you're talking about, Alex, on the military moving into our neighborhoods is so frightening, and people should really become aware of this and start doing the best they can to stop this from happening.
Now, they should go to all these city councils and say, this is a violation of posse comitatus. I mean, this is in the police departments it's happening. You know, I remember my grandfather's, and it was normal just when you were at the dinner table or even my dad to explain how governments work and how history worked, and they taught the military, you don't have the military on the streets, and we're here to defend the Constitution, Bill of Rights, not what the president says if it violates that. And we've gone from that now to these training manuals. I'm going to put an old one up on screen. Okay, well, that's the new one. I've already shown the old one last hour. Strategic Report 2209, the modern militia movement. And then they mix gun owner groups, pro-gun groups, in with white supremacists. They say those that believe in a new world order, these theories vary, but most always involve a globalist dictatorship in a world government run by banks. I mean, this is openly being announced. They show FEMA regions, say they show, and I'm putting on screen right now, official North American Union SPP maps that have been on CNN of how they're going to have every major highway be an international toll road from Mexico up into the deep north of Canada. And they just say it doesn't exist. These people are insane. So they're teaching police, as the New York Times, the Washington Post announced, world government, a bank of the world, Newsweek, Time, headlines like in the Times of London, and now for world government, where they say we kept it secret for your own good. In this training manual that's going out to police everywhere in the country, it has a don't tread on me flag. It shows America freedom to fascism, and the film Zeitgeist in it. We just showed that, and shows it next to the Turner Diaries, which was a white supremacist thing about killing police. So see how they do guilt by association. I mean, this is just off the charts, and this was sent to me by the Missouri Information Analyst Center. A police officer sent it to me. That's where they got it from. But it says on the cover of this, unclassified, law enforcement sensitive. And I've seen these in Texas versions and others. It's the same thing, but they're updating it. I mean, how do they say none of this exists and then mix in mainstream things that are happening with white supremacists and tell police that people are dangerous if they're into this?
Well, you know, that's the way they always do things, you know. They lump them all together, and it's one size fits all. I have a question. Do you believe that the military will fire on its people?
They're going to stage riots, and then it's going to look like, oh, they stopped the riots. It's reasonable to set the precedent. Like, oh, where you do have FEMA camps for medical care where you can stay. You know, the troops are here to help at car wrecks. That's how they're rolling it out. And I believe that I think the way they're going to manipulate the military, I think a lot of them are going to fire on U.S. citizens.
Because that's a question we're going to pose in the Trends Journal in the next edition. And I happen to agree with you. They'll stage riots. We always see these people that they call anarchists that always have black, you know, always have dressed in black and have masks on.
They've been caught being police in Denver. It happened in Denver. Denver Post. Sorry, go ahead.
No, exactly. No, I agree with you. And I think that they are going to fire on the people, unfortunately. And the only thing that we think can happen that to stave this off is if that tax revolts take a greater precedence and that we can push in a different direction sooner. Because we believe that this summer you're going to start seeing the first outbreaks of major violence. You know, my saying is originally a Bronx boy is that when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And people, you know, the white shoe boys, they have no idea what it is, you know, to be destitute. And we're going to start seeing riots in major cities that rival, way surpass, actually, those that we saw back in the 1960s when cities were being burnt down. You're going to start seeing the same thing happen in the United States, we're forecasting, by this summer. And we're saying to people, you better prepare for the worst.
You know what's incredible? This private group, and the ADLs and the Poverty Law Center put these out, but I've seen these similar ones all over the country. They end up saying in here, this is sensitive. You can't show anybody this. It's our free speech to show how you're demonizing the American people and how you're setting up this police state grid and mixing in good patriots and slandering things like American freedom to fascism, anti-freedom, it says anti-income tax film. You know, how dare them? I mean, this and saying, oh my gosh, look at the evil symbols here, our founding father's flag. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airways of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Pulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Folks, tomorrow I'm going to do a whole hour on this, and I can dig through my files. I've got a bunch of these. This is just the latest one we've gotten from police. It says at the top, Jeremiah W.J. Nixon, Governor John M. Britt, Director DPS, James F. Keith Lee, Colonel MSPH, Van Godsey, Director, and then they Missouri State Highway Patrol. And then they say, oh, police, don't you dare show this to anybody. This is unclassified, law enforcement sensitive, and they say, we'll go after anybody that covers this. This is the First Amendment. This is America. This is what the police and military are being trained. It says here, North American Union conspiracy theorists claim the Union would link Canada, the United States, and Mexico. The NAU would unify its monetary system and trade the dollar for the Amero, associated with the theory is concerned of a NAFTA superhighway, which would fast track between the three nations. And it goes on to mix it in with white supremacists. It has nothing. Well, there's the Wall Street Journal Market Watch. How realistic is a North American currency? It says uniting U.S., Canada, Mexico money could result from crisis. And then they admit what we read out of the Robert Passer CFR public documents. Judicial Watch sued. And this is put out by Simon & Schuster in Books Now, Jerome Corsi. You guys look like fools. Okay? It's all over the news they're doing this. We sued and got the documents where they said it's a North American Union, and then you're saying we're dangerous and it's lies and telling police. Look, the other training manual I said, if you talk about the Constitution, you're a terrorist. The one from Phoenix. Gerald Celente, I mean, this is just getting insane.
I think they're going to start also putting in there the people that are looking to secede from the Union, all these secessionist movements.
Oh, no, that's in there, that's in there.
Oh, that's in there, okay, yeah.
Oh, how dare these states that created the federal government, you know, declare that they're going to bring them to heel?
Yeah. And no, we're in a very, very dangerous time. And the other thing that, you know, we should be looking for, because we're calling for the, as you well know, the greatest depression, and we're also looking for the collapse of 09 to begin to happen with the commercial real estate sector, which is going to be much greater collapse than the subprime and residential sector. But in the meantime, we're going to start seeing some false flags to get the people's minds off the economy. And we're very concerned, of course, what's going on in the Middle East. And we just saw, for example, the one ray of hope from the Obama administration with this new diplomat, Freeman, that was forced to resign under pressure from the lobbies, the Israeli lobby, because, you know, he doesn't believe the Palestinians are being treated very well. And so we think that being that the Israeli government is in such turmoil and that they can really be a some kind of Middle East conflict, and it keeps pointing to Iran. And we're warning that if either United States or Israel attacks Iran in any way, it could be the beginning of World War III.
Gerald Celente, we are out of time. TrendsResearch.com, I appreciate you coming on once a month with us. I hope you'll accept the interview with Jason Burmes here on the Genesis and InfoWars Network soon. And I want also to get you on the next month to give me a review of the Obama deception that you feature so prominently in. And I just want to thank you for all you do and for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Alex.
God bless you, sir. Folks, I'm just reading this thing. It mixes white supremacist and things in with protest at the Federal Reserve locations around the country, the Fed. I mean, we're not allowed to do that as Americans. We're not allowed to say, you know, Congress should be able to find out where the money went. How dare Senator Sanders ask? How dare Ron Paul? Look, police and military are sending this to us because they know what's going on. Wake up and don't be fools, those of you out there that work for the system. The foreign banks have seized the U.S. They openly, the FEMA camps that they say don't exist in here are all over the news. I mean, I can go through every line in here and disprove it, and we are going to do it. We are going to expose this anti-American propaganda for what it is. It's certified by the state of Missouri, and this is going on nationwide. Get the Obama deception on DVD at InfoWars.com right now. PrisonPlanet.tv. Retransmission with all the powerful guests and a colonel coming up now on InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.